Good evening, guys. Steven here, and welcome to tonight's edition of the Post Impact Show. As always, I have our post-world panelist, Cindy, with us. Hey, Cindy.
Hola, amigos.
Unfortunately, Chris couldn't be with us tonight. Chris couldn't be with us tonight, so hopefully he'll be with us next week. But in his place, I have TNA correspondent Chrissy with us tonight.
Hi.
How you doing, Chrissy?
I'm fine. How about y'all?
Doing good. This is your first official Diva Dirt podcast audio show kind of thing. You're losing your audio show virginity, I guess you could say. You kind of nervous, excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, freaking out right now.
And, I mean, it's a great topic to start off because you are a TNA correspondent, and we did have a big Knockouts championship match tonight. So, I mean, it's the perfect night for you to make your debut.
True, and the fact that it was a main event kind of makes it a little bit more sweeter.
I thought that was awesome that they made it the main event, but we'll get into that in a second. Welcome to the Post Impact Show. Hope you make you feel comfortable, and we're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Woo! I appreciate the opportunity.
So
you can't see it, but I'm throwing streamers.
I'm throwing confetti, so like you have like a whole party going on.
Yay!
So let's get into tonight's action on TNA Impact. Tonight we had former Knockouts champion Angelina Love going against the current champion Tara for the Knockouts title. And I just want to first say I love the build up to this match. We had the Tara interview earlier in the night, which was pretty generic, her pretty much normal shtick. But we also had an Angelina Love promo. And I thought she did really good. She still had that bitchy Angelina Love, beautiful people attitude, but it was just an awesome promo altogether. And then right before the match, we had this pre-match promo, which was really, different to have them give it so much attention. And it was the main event to top it all off. I mean, I had lost faith in TNA for a few weeks, but, they made me proud tonight. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I was pleasantly surprised that both women got to have an interview. And I really liked Angelina's the best because, my favorite line of hers was, I taught the beautiful people everything that they know, but I didn't teach them everything I know. I thought that was a really good line of hers. And then, the video is really nice. And, of course, the match, which was the main event, and post-match beatdown. So, all in all, I say it was a pretty good night for Knockout action.
What about you, Cindy?
I give this match a triple plus, not only for great promos. Tara, of course, was generic, but something about Angelina, I love her bitchy persona. Even when you put it in a face, what she's trying to do, I loved it. Then I loved Angelina's outfit. It wasn't so much beautiful people-ish. It was more of her originally, so I kind of liked her outfit. The match, though, I love the match, don't get me wrong, but it kind of had its slow points at times. But I don't know, maybe it was just me, but it just made me laugh that there was a nip slip. There was a wardrobe malfunction.
I find it funny that Tara's moved up.
Distracted me so bad. All I could see was a big blur. Every time I watched television, I was like, can she not stop and fix it? It takes 2 seconds to make a slight adjustment, and then you won't distract everybody at home who's watching.
I mean,
that really threw me off.
Tara's kind of moved up before. She had
she was very va-va-va-voom tonight. Boobies out and everything. More than usual.
I think she stepped up her game, because before, usually you saw her hair flying out, but now she has nipples flying out, and I really think, she's looking up. She's like, she's not going to stay in one spot. Weave can fall out, that's great, but let's one up that and pull a nipple out. I thought that was very good on her point.
Well, you can take the girl out of Diva Land, but you can't take the diva out of the girl.
Damn straight.
Oh my God. Hey.
Is it just me, or did the funny thing about it, when I saw the beautiful people coming down to the rampway, I kind of thought there were three contestants on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, there's something about overdone makeup. I said it before, it's just not attractive to me. Pick one shade and wear it. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. I said it earlier today, Tara, that kind of took 4 years off of Tara, which was good because when she was in WWE, she looked like she was about 40 with other 20-year-olds. But, you know, I kind of feel like TNA was kind of like her out in the V's.
Yeah, I can see that. She did look a bit younger. But taking a few steps back, because we kind of skipped over the match, but the match itself, how'd you guys feel about it? Because personally, I thought I wasn't a big fan of the last Angelina Love and Tara feud, and I thought this match, it was a pretty good match. We had some chain wrestling, which we don't get very often. The pace was good. I thought personally it was their best work together. And the ending, you know, not big on the roll ups again, but it was a good ending to the match. So what'd you guys think?
I agree with you. The only thing that I don't like is I don't like commercial breaks in the middle of matches. So that kind of bothered me, and I think it kind of just messed up what we were seeing because I was really into the start of it because it had a nice pace, and like you said, it had chain wrestling and everything like that, which, you know, girls don't usually get to tell stories like that.
I mean,
all in all, though, I was pretty satisfied with it. I hated the ending of it. I thought the roll-up was awful. They deserved a little bit better ending than that.
Yeah, I would love to see, but I mean, I think because it's a face versus face, I don't know if they wanted to have Tara just, like, win with a widow's peak. That'd just be kind of like her turning her back on a friend, because you know all the faces are friends. But they could have came better than
that.
The roll-up. I thought the roll-up was a cheap cop-out. But, I mean, besides that, I think the match pretty much delivered, especially compared to what we've been seeing on Impact as of late, because that Angelina Love and Madison match was horrible compared.
Well,
you also have to look at who's in the ring also. Tara, we all know her history, and we all know Angelina's history. They've been in the business a lot longer than somebody like Madison Rayne. Even though Madison Rayne's good, she still has a lot to learn to have a really full-on match.
But, you know, I think a lot of the fault with that match, I don't know if it was actually the ring work, because Madison has been kind of consistent in the last few weeks. It was more the length of time they gave it, and, like, it was just a vehicle for a beatdown, which was kind of sad. They could have went out there and put on a good match, I think, between the two. But, you know, TNA didn't give it to her.
With the Madison Rayne thing, I don't see it so much as consistent as complacent.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of complacent, because I kind of feel like slipping back in a way, and I kind of feel like she's trying to focus more on the personality thing, so maybe her wrestling a little bit kind of slacking a little bit, but it's kind of her position kind of makes her complacent. It's how TNA uses her, so TNA is making her kind of complacent in how she wrestles.
I gotta agree to disagree with you with that one, because I really think that Madison has stepped up her game a lot. Because before, like, when she first started, it was just kind of like, But,
My reason is I want her to win more. So, I'm just so used to her losing. So, you know, a couple wins here and there doesn't really say much when it's not a single win.
That's a good point.
Well, I'm with Steven on this one. I think Madison, as far as her wrestling goes, she's definitely the best member of the Beautiful People. Not that there's much
no doubt
compare to. But I think she's done a nice job in recent weeks, and she's certainly better now than when she was when she started off in TNA.
But doesn't her personality kind of feel forced? Like, with Velvet Sky and Lacey, it kind of comes natural, but doesn't hers kind of seem, like, forced in a way? Like, she's still not comfortable with it?
I honestly think that Lacey and Velvet are probably really bitches in real life, so it comes easy to them. But, like, Madison doesn't seem like she'd be a bitch in real life, so maybe it's a little forced for her. Some people just don't have acting skills. Like, I'm going to use this as an example. You can agree or not, but, like, take AJ Styles, for example. I don't think he has acting skills whatsoever.
No, he does not.
His segment with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair last week, absolutely left the theater person in me ashamed. It was horrible. It was wretched. And the man should never be allowed to talk, ever. And I kind of feel that same way with Madison, because whenever she picks up the microphone, it makes my ears bleed. I don't like to listen to her talk. But when she's in there wrestling, it's fun. I don't mind watching her. But when she gets to open her mouth and talk, I think she's fake. I do. So I agree with you on that.
I just want to get this out here before we go any further. We here at Diva Dirt have personally spoken to Lacey Von Erich, and I can tell you guys personally that she's a really, really, really sweet girl outside the ring. I don't care for her inside of the ring. I don't care for her character on TV too much, but she is a really, really sweet girl. So just before any of the comments is out there, because I know you're listening, and I know you're just getting ready to type on those keyboards and flame us all, she's a very sweet girl in real life. I do know that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I was just like, I've never seen anything of her other than her on TNA, so.
Oh, and yeah.
I'm sorry.
We got to speak about Madison saying that, you know, she's probably really sweet in real life. I'm sure she really is. And the thing about her is, this is, I think, probably the first time she's ever been forced to be in a heel role. Because all the work I've ever seen from her, she's been a face. She's a big over face, first tag, Shimmer tag team champion over in Shimmer. So she's used to playing that face character. So it's probably a bit weird for her to get into this whole heel bitchy persona. But I think, I think she's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm. But back to the match, I kind of feel like with the whole match, when Angelina was heel, she was more aggressive. Now when she's babyface, it kind of seems like they're kind of watering down her aggression a little bit and kind of making her look a little bit weak. But I did love the chain wrestling between her and Tara. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful because we never really seen Angelina do those kind of reversals or, you know, I don't know what to call them. But
I thought that was awesome, and she's very well versed in that Mexican lucha style wrestling. A lot of people don't know that. But you could look up some of her videos online, some of her training videos, and that kind of luchador chain wrestling, reversals and stuff like that. She's very good at that. So it's nice to see her bust it out every now and then.
Yeah.
So I think we could probably do this week, being that it was a decent match. If we would say yay or nay, if we had to recommend this match to someone, yay or nay, Chrissy?
If I had to recommend it to someone, I would probably say yay.
And Cindy, you?
Yay.
Okay, and I guess it got 3 A's, so I absolutely love this match. So make sure if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the match, YouTube it or something. It's a great title match, and it had a beatdown at the end. Standard fare, I don't think we need to spend much time on that. But the faces beat up the heels, end of story. I mean, there's not much to say about that. But an excellent match from TNA Impact. I'm very proud that they stepped it up this week. Okay. So speaking of the TNA knockouts, I posted a story online earlier. We have half of the tag team champions, Hamada, making her return to Shimmer. She was there last November for the tapings. And we have Sarah Stock making her return, and you might know her as Sarita. She'll also be returning to Shimmer this April. I think these are two of the biggest names in Shimmer, not only in TNA, but in Shimmer. Sarita made a big splash when she debuted in Shimmer. And she had some great matches there. And also, Hamada, at the last tapings, her matches were described as some of the best in the company's history. And that is a tall order to fill. So hearing those kind of reviews and knowing they're going to be there, will you be picking up these new volumes?
Well, I will try. But I'll buy anything with Sarita and Hamada. So, you know, Sarita's so beautiful. It's fun to watch her and Hamada. She's becoming legendary in, you know, in herself. So I just love those two. And any promotion that allows them to come and show their talent, I'm all for. So it's all good for Sarita and Hamada.
What about you, Chrissy?
Yeah, I mean, Sarita, like Cindy said, she's gorgeous to look at. I absolutely love watching her in the ring. Hamada, I'm not so much of a fan of, but other people have said her work non-TNA is, like, really good. So if she can be as good as everybody says she is, then it would be worth watching for me to see, like, how good she can really be.
I think the best part of them coming to Shimmer is, if you read us here and our listeners here on Diva, they're used to seeing, a lot of them are used to seeing Hamada and Sarita in TNA, and they're not really used to seeing the work outside. And, you know, you come to expect a certain level from TNA. Here in Shimmer, they're going to be allowed much longer matches
Yeah.
And they're going to be allowed to display a lot more of their repertoire. So I'm expecting some awesome matches.
I'm always for a match that lets a girl, two girls get in rank and really go. Those are my favorite kind of matches. I love those hardcore, you know, maybe it's just me. I love, you know, a lot of people get creeped out, but, you know, I love blood and violence. So the more violent these girls get to be, I'm happy, because it always seems like when you put two women in ring, it's always, you know, generic and plain. So at least with Shimmer, they get to go. So
and
I'm up for it.
Just so you guys know, at the last taping that took place, Hamada and Sarah Del Rey had a all-out brawl all over the no DQ match all over the arena. So if that's any indication of what the next taping will be, I mean, it should be a great show. So, I mean, if any of you...
Team A needs to hurry up and make her a heel, because she's a badass when she's a heel.
They need to just use
TNA
her.
TNA needs to do a lot of different things, but we would be here all night if we got into all that.
So, guys, if you guys want to pick up some tickets to go see that show, once again, Hamada and Sarita are both confirmed to make appearances, and that is 2 days of taping, 4 DVDs being taped. If you're looking to go, you're in the Chicago area, the tickets, the information about tickets are up on shimmerwrestling.com, so you can definitely buy your tickets there. First day tickets are completely sold out, and there are still front row tickets for second day, so if you're interested, definitely check it out to see some of your favorite knockouts. I'm sure Awesome Kong will also be there, and Alyssa Flash, so you can...
Are these the Shimmers you're going to, or is that a different taping?
Thank you for that shameless plug. Cindy, if you do attend these tapings in April, I will be there front row center. So if you see me and you're there, be sure to say hi. I'll be screaming my head off for Sarita and Hamada and Melissa. You can see me at all my fanboy glory. You can see me in mark mode if you come to the taping. So if you're there, you see me, just say hello. I will be at those tapings. Hopefully we can get some exclusives here at Diva Dirt from the Shimmer girls over there.
Is it kind of hard to be like a fan and also have to cover something for Diva Dirt? Like, you want to be the like rowdy fan, but you know you also have to like stay focused and like write something for Diva Dirt.
I'm gonna try to be as professional as possible, but I'm not gonna make any promises because Melissa is going to be there, and I do mark out for Melissa, so I can't make any promises. But I'll do my best to give you guys a great synopsis of the shows that go on in April. So definitely check that out if you're in the area. Even if you're not, I'm flying out there. So if you have the cash to spend to go out there, it's definitely worth your time. So. Enough with Shimmer. I just totally just threw Shimmer in our TNA Impact post-show, but, you know, I thought it was worth mentioning. So I think we pretty much covered everything tonight. Next week, they haven't recorded any matches for next week, if I'm not mistaken, have they? Or will it be a live Impact?
I don't read spoilers, so I don't know.
Oh, spoilers are the best thing ever, Chrissy. You got to get with it.
I like to be surprised.
Yeah, but then when you don't read the spoilers and you see that match and you see how shitty it is, then you just feel shitty for wasting your time watching it.
I feel like spoilers let me avoid the crap. They weed out all the stuff I know I'm not going to want to see, so.
But. I honestly think I like to torture myself, so I just sit there and watch it and get pissed off and complain and bitch and moan and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm not sure what they're...
With spoilers, it's not black and white. It's always gray because you can't really tell from the spoilers if it's going to be exciting or not because you can't really tell. So, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I don't like to read spoilers. For some reason, the only spoilers I read are SmackDown spoilers because I don't get SmackDown down here in Podunk, Alabama. So.
Oh, that's awful. That's so bad.
It really is. SmackDown's like my favorite show. And
that's
I was
the place
really
to
sad.
Be.
When they went to my network TV.
Oh, I'm gonna call your cable company. We're gonna work something out for you. You cannot be without SmackDown.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Steven.
No problem. Pretty much it for tonight's Post Impact show. Once again, we have some TNA knockouts in action over in Shimmer, so check them out if you can. Great match from Angelina Love and Tara tonight, so definitely check that out. If you already watched it, watch it again because it was just a great match. So I think for this week's episode of the Post Impact show, we are done. Once again, this is Steven, and so long until next week.
Bye.
One final thing for me is when I called Velvet a bitch earlier, I meant it with love because she is my favorite knockout, and she always has been. Good night.
Good night.